Only the men could come and go as they pleased. We women were confined to the house, not only because of the sweltering summer heat, but because we could not be seen unveiled by men outside the family. Even to go into the garden, we had to notify the male employees to vacate the premises. Once the coast was clear, we would step out, usually at dusk, into a furnace. The sand of the desert around us was blinding, like staring at alpine snow without sunglasses. In this way, my freewheeling universe had shrunk to 1.5 acres of baking garden planted with a few spindly trees. We took no exercise. Walking anywhere was completely unthinkable. There was, in any case, nowhere we could go. No hotels, sports arenas, theaters, swimming pools, restaurants. If they existed at all, they were only for men. No ice cream parlors, parks, or shops. A woman of quality could almost never shop. No male other than Islam could see my face. True, Islam had warned me about all this before I'd arrived, but living it was very different. It was unreal. Islam's life was entirely sealed off from any man, apart from her relatives. Her Ethiopian driver never saw her unveiled. I am not sure if he ever even heard her voice. Her young houseboy, he was about 12, and also Ethiopian, would take her orders and instruct the driver when to be ready and where to go. I remember the look of astonishment and dismay that passed between my mother-in-law and Islam's sister, Fauzia, when I first thanked their maid, just for something trivial, like a cup of tea. It was quite startling.